Hi, and welcome to Art and Inspiration here at Radio St. Pete. This is Brenda McMahon, your host. I'm ceramic artist and owner of Brenda McMahon Gallery in Gulfport, Florida. And this week, I have a very special guest I'm excited to share with you. I'm thrilled to showcase sculptor and activist Shelley Steck Rialli. Shelley's a St. Pete native artist and activist. She uses her ceramic sculpture as a vehicle to generate community conversations. She's a deep thinker with a big vision. Shelley wants us to look at social issues from a different perspective, to step away from words and explore issues of the day from a more personal place. Shelley, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited.
Oh, I'm so glad you're here. So I want to jump right in because the concept you... The show is Art and Inspiration, and I love how you use your ceramic sculpture as a vehicle for conversation. And if you could tell me maybe how that started and what your intention is in doing that in the big picture.
So I see that the world is made up of all different kinds of languages, and art is one that is a really powerful language that is often overlooked, but it reaches you at a gut level, and it can you can relate to it in ways that words just can't articulate.
Right.
So I started doing sculpture. I took a class and fell in love with doing clay sculpture, but because everything I do has to have some sort of message behind it, all of my sculptural work is activist related. So whether that's environmental justice, racial justice, LGBTQ, religious rights, women's issues, it's always my way and my language to have a conversation with the people that are looking at my work.
And there's lots of conversations to have these days.
There
are
so many conversations. It's almost like an avalanche of conversations.
So why do you think when you're presenting your sculpture, we have a hard time talking to one another these days, that everybody stands in their corner and holds on to their position and is not even really listening to the person across from them as they're formulating the next argument to the next statement they disagree with. How does art and sculpture take a person out of that mind and a step down where I think you want to reach them, which is more in that heartfelt place? Is that true?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think that art is not... I mean, art can be very confrontational, but you're not... Art is an attacking, and I think a lot of our dialogue that we're having with each other now is, picking sides and, attacking each other. And art doesn't do that. Art presents an argument, right? But it doesn't do it in an aggressive way. You're approaching, the viewer is approaching the art. The art's just sitting there. And you're looking at the art. You're interpreting the art. You don't feel threatened. And I think that kind of it removes some of the defenses. And I think we get really defensive when we talk to each other nowadays.
That's right.
And I think that... art kind of removes that wall.
So let's get a little more specific. You say art. When you're doing your sculptural work, are you doing figurative work? Or how do you soften it to have folks come in? So give me an example of a body of work. Before we get to the body, we're going to talk about more elaborately.
So I do figurative art sculpture. So it's women, children, animals. Conceptual, and it is open to interpretation. So that allows the conversation, right? Because the viewer is interpreting what my vision is, and so that's what I do. And then I step back, and when people come into my studio, and they look at it, and then I'm there to answer questions if they want.
Yeah.
but I'm also there to just stand back and let them have that moment.
Yeah, hold the presence for them to move through it. That's neat. Well, one of the reasons we're talking is March coming up is Women's History Month, and at Brenda McMahon Gallery, we feature an artist every month, and Shelley Stecriali is our Artist of the Month, featured artist in March. And the show is called And Still I Rise, and the theme of the show is banned books in Florida and the voices that these books silence. So many people may not realize it, but the state of Florida has banned over 700 books in the school system. And many of them are books that are beloved and prize winners. We, for example, Toni Morrison's The Bluest Eye, The Color Purple, Song of Solomon, many of my favorites, Maya Angelou's I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings, and then some surprise ones. I saw Stephen King all over that list for some of his books that are banned. But the conversation that we're having with Shelley is banned books and what effect that has on community. And that's what your exhibition is about. So you've really delved into this in a deep way. So share your thoughts on that, Shelley.
Okay, so this body of work that I've put together, it does address the silencing of voices through banning books, but it in no way is limited to just banning books, because our voices and marginalized minority voices are silenced through the banning of a lot of things, not just banned books. But banned books is visually easier to represent. Yeah. So banning books, it silences the voices of minority and the marginalized. And when we ban these books, their voices are erased, or their history and their contributions are whitewashed, which I think we can all kind of see that happening. And these books are pulled by a minority of people, right, that are reporting and pulling these books. Yeah. So to give you an example, the Tampa Bay Times did an article in some research in 2023, and 1,100 books were pulled to be banned and investigated by reports made by just two people in Florida.
Whoa. Were they elected officials, or were they?
They were not elected officials.
Uh-huh.
They were school people that send their children to school. I don't want to say who the group is, because I don't want to promote their hatred. So, but it was two people reported these books that were pulled.
Yeah.
1,100 books. Well, now, not all of them were banned.
Right.
But that also, it's problematic, because when we ban books, we're not just banning these marginalized and minority groups from hearing their voices, but we're also banning us who aren't in these minorities, because we are no longer able to engage in these challenging, thought-provoking dialogues. The content's no longer available to us, and we're not able to have these complex discussions that are really important in a democracy, correct?
In a complex democracy, because we are, multicultural, multiracial, multi-spiritual culture, where we come together, and in order for us to get along, everybody in any sort of relationship knows, whether it's a lover, friend, you need to communicate, and you need to come to understand one another. You don't have to agree with one another, but you certainly have to hear one another. I did a little research, and, when you ban books, you restrict diverse viewpoints. You impede critical thinking, which is what education is all about. It's not about regurgitation. It's about learning to listen to something and ask and maybe say, I don't believe in this, but then you hear it from somebody who has that experience, and all of a sudden you have compassion, which is an important part of human communication and honestly getting along in a democracy. So you have what you call your seven furies at this exhibition. Tell us a little bit about your furies.
So when you asked me to put together this body of work, and you said we really want to celebrate women in March, because March is
Women's History Month.
Yeah. And so I thought about, okay, what can I do? What are the women advocates that I can look to? The activists, the women that made a difference, that are beyond, the usual that you go to.
Yeah.
Maya Angelou, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who are giants. Love them. But I did some research, and I started looking at Greek philosophy, and I discovered these women called the Furies.
Mm.
And I'm sure maybe some of you out there have heard of those, but they are a group of women goddesses that live in Hades, and they come up to Earth to exact revenge on those who have escaped justice. And these women are, as it's written, they are ruthless and brutal, but fair.
Mm-hmm.
And as a woman who feels like my rights are being taken away, I admit I'm angry.
Yeah.
I'm angry. And so I'm like, oh, I love these Furies.
Yeah.
I love them. They speak to me.
Each one represents. Tell us what each one represents.
So each one. So I've come up with seven of them. In Greek philosophy, there's only three, or four. Sometimes there's four, but my girls are seven. They're racial justice, immigration, DEI.
Which is?
DEI is diversity, equity, and inclusion, mm-hmm. and that's been a lot. That's been in the news a lot lately.
A lot.
Environmental issues. LGBTQ, religious rights, and women's issues. And the women's issues is what, started this for me.
Yeah.
Because I went to school, and I'm a philosophy major, which I love. But part of my coursework was women's studies, feminist ethics, and women in philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
Very important. And the way I studied them and that they were in part of my coursework, it really it gave me a sense of being important in the world, that women are important, that they have important ideas, because we're learning about them in college, right?
Yeah.
And it really shaped my narrative of the world,
mm-hmm.
and how am I belonging in the world?
Yeah.
And my importance in the world?
Right.
However, our governor
mm-hmm.
has passed House Bill 999. The sister bill is Senate Bill 266, which dictates the course of studies that college students at Florida's public colleges and universities can choose to pursue. And it prohibits fields of study involving race, gender studies, feminist theory, and social justice. Therefore, I could not study, if I went to school today,
right.
I could not study women's contributions in philosophy.
Yeah.
I could not study women's contributions in our history, in American history, and black. And so what does that say? What message is that sending me? Right?
Right.
You are not worth studying. Your gender is not worth studying.
And every young child, boy, girl, everyone gets that message.
Yes.
One of my questions for you is, something came through the news today which takes this to another level of the government not being able to celebrate Women's History Month. Is that correct?
Banning books, I think we can all agree, is not a great idea. Okay, throughout history, the good guys really never banned books, right?
Yeah.
Because it does silence voices, but our voices are being silenced in other ways as well, and that's through legislation,
mm-hmm.
like the House Bill, the Senate House Bill 266 and 999, also through House Bill 1645 that removes the requirement for the state to consider climate change in crafting energy policy, and removes nearly all references to climate change, which silences anything like that.
Okay, so here at Brenna McMahon Gallery, we're against silencing anything.
We're against silencing anything.
What we're going to do is have this exhibition with Shelley Stecrielli and her seven magnificent ceramic sculptures. And our intention is not to dictate. Our intention is to open dialogue and talk about it and feel it. Feel the repercussions of actions like these that you're talking about. I want to make mention that the gallery will have the exhibition from March 1st to the 31st. Mm-hmm. And on opening night, which is Friday, March 7th, Shelley will be there, of course. And then we have a poet joining us, Stephanie Jackson.
An amazing, amazing performance artist. Something not to be missed.
And Stephanie will be doing a rendition of Maya Angelou's And Still I Rise, which is a magnificent poem. If you have not heard it, she will still your beating heart, mm-hmm. and she will ground your feet where you are, and she will open your chakras of compassion and love, because it will be amazing. So I'm really excited about that. I don't want to lose the art show in the midst of the politics. But the point is, so much is trying to be silenced, but we shall overcome.
You can silence us, but you cannot stop us from speaking out.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think we're probably close to wrapping up. Shelley Stecrielli is a St. Pete artist who works in the Salt Creek studio with her husband, wood turner Nick Rialli. If you ever want to reach out to those guys, they're over there. You can see Shelley and her beautiful exhibition starting March 1st through the 31st at Brenna McMahon Gallery in Gulfport, Florida. And Shelley, do you have any last words for us before we say goodbye?
I'm looking forward to seeing everybody there, and hopefully starting a dialogue that will carry us through for the next couple of years.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Thank you.